a 3-year legal battle over the ownership of the Big Pineapple is over. CMC Property is now the sole owner of the heritage listed attraction. Property boss Peter Kendall says he plans to restore the attraction to its former glory, but is staying tight-lipped on the specifics of those plans. The site off Nambour Connection Road already has a master plan for a number of agri-tourism development opportunities. Our local maritime enforcement team say they're pretty disappointed with the behaviour of many boaties over summer. During a compliance blitz in the last 3 months across 20 different waterways between the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast, Maritime Safety Queensland found almost half of all boaties intercepted were doing the wrong thing, while the most common offence was speeding, followed by a failure to carry or correctly use safety equipment. On the coast, the Noosa River was the non-compliance hotspot where 55% of vessels stopped were operating outside the rules. A new offering from the popular Noosa Farmers Market for time-poor customers. The Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries, Mark Ferner, visited the market on Sunday to help officially launch the Click and Collect and Home Delivery Service. Market Director Shane Stanley says he's hoping hundreds of locals will start using the service over the coming months.
This is probably, I would say, the first of its type in Queensland. There are a number of Click and Collect and Home Deliveries in the southern states, but one thing we do which is very important is give all the profit back to the farmer. We don't take any percentages. It's 100% commission to the farmer. We don't want to take their profits. We want to build them up and keep them on the land. And I guess that's what's unique about ours is it is all farmer-based and the profits go back to them.
All the details on how to make an online purchase are on the Noosa Farmers Market website. And detectives are trying to get in contact with a woman who may have been the last person to see a missing 28-year-old man. Eden Huntington was reported missing on January 18 after leaving his holiday accommodation in Montville in a grey Ford Territory in the early hours of the morning. Police would like to speak to a woman who was seen shortly after 4 a.m. on that same day walking along Main Street in Montville near Hoffman Court. The woman's described as being in her late 30s or 40s with long dark hair and was wearing a white t-shirt and maroon and purple shorts with a black bag.